the Briz Treadley podcast with your host, Andrew Dimmock.
Well, welcome everybody to this episode of the Briz Treadley podcast. I'm so delighted to be joined live from Port Wollongong in South Australia by Jordana Blackman. Hey, Geordie.
I love it. Hi, Andrew. Live from Port Wollongong. It's so great to speak to you.
And you've been in South Australia now for quite a few months. I want to say about 6 months. Is it a bit more than that?
Yeah, Andrew, actually, we arrived in November, but it just seemed like it was followed by a series of interstate and overseas trips. So I really only feel like I got the tour down under here, which was lovely. And I had some visitors from Brisbane and we partook in the festivities and riding around here. But you know what? I still haven't sampled as much of the mountain biking as I would have liked to at this point in the year. But you know what? There's plenty of it around and there's plenty of time. So we'll get there.
Excellent. And we're going to talk about some of your mountain biking exploits in South Australia a bit later on in the show. So that'll be fun. And so I guess I should fill you in and the listeners in on what's been happening around the place just recently here. We did have the first of the Southside Rats' big events for the year, and that was the Bayview Blast held at the Bayview course. And I do have...
Oh, yes. I remember that one quite well from last year, Andrew. I remember posting on Facebook something about wanting a doppelganger for those last 5Ks because they're really painful, aren't they?
Yes. The last 5Ks of the course have this big hill and then this really serious downhill where you have to hang on tight.
Well, and it's fun, and I remember doing it and being a little ill-prepared on the cardio fitness side of things and having a great time for the whole race. And then that uphill really caught me off guard, Andrew, and I just felt like I'd wish I'd been fit enough just so I could enjoy the downhill because that, was it Sorceress? The
yes.
Downhill trail
yes.
was fantastic, and you're right, I did feel like I was holding on for dear life, but not in a good way. But let's hear about the results.
Well, the winner in the elite men was Michael England, who's now, I think, won 3 of the 4 Bayview Blasts that have been held. So he's becoming a bit of a specialist. And I've got an interview with him, man. Let's have a listen to that. Well, I'm at the Bayview Blast and I'm at the finish line. Michael England, you've how many Bayview Blasts have you raced now?
It's number 4 now. Yeah, so I'm getting to know this national park quite well. Yeah, it's one of my favourites. The climate's one thing because I train... I train in Queensland, 600k away up in central Queensland, but similar conditions you see with once the sun comes out and the humidity.
Yeah.
It's an advantage for me compared to the southerners when they come up to race.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
Okay, so that was Michael England, who took the time to chat with us again. It was very nice to talk to him. He actually recognised me from the previous year's podcast interview. So Michael England, second place was James Downing and third place Ben May. In the Marathon Elite Women, Leela Hancocks was the winner and Rebecca Stone took out second place. I think there were other races on that same time. It was about maybe even the same weekend as the port-to-port stage race, so that might have taken some of the bigger names in the Elite Women's category away from the Bayview race. But well done to Leela. Yes.
Absolutely. I've never done 100Ks on the mountain bike, Andrew. I'm not sure whether it's something that's on my list of things I want to do, but well done to everyone who was able to go that distance. It's certainly a lot different than on the roadie, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I have done maybe 5 or 600K races, not in the last 3 or 4 years, but they all hurt. That's my
they
main.
They all hurt.
That's my main memory of doing 100K mountain bike races is, lots of pain at the finish. So that's the Bayview Blast. And, of course, we have talked already on the podcast about the Southside Rats' next big event, which will be later in the year and will be the Chicks in the Sticks. And next time Kathy Peel's co-hosting with me on the podcast, I am sure that will come up ad nauseam, but in some detail. But the Chicks in the Six will be on later in the year, I think sometime
in
August.
Yeah, and a tremendous event that one is too, Andrew. We look forward to that every year as it comes around, not just because it's, you know, the women's racing, but because they just make a really great event out of it. You know, they've got all the husbands kid wrangling and manning the, you know, the snags, and it's just a really fun family day out, and nice to see the ladies get a run.
Exactly. And now in the bicycle Queensland world, as I was saying to you before we started recording, we have had Bike Week, and it went very well, but we're pretty pleased at the moment with ourselves because we've put on another event along the rail trail. I mean, last year for the first time, Bicycle Queensland ran an event during Bike Week, which we called the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail Experience, and we sold that one out. And this year we ran it again in Bike Week, but because it was on Mother's Day, I don't think it sold quite as well. But this one is the first time we're doing an end-to-end on the rail trail. So from Yarraman up past Blackputt to Yarraman to right to the end of the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail, we're going to take people then all the way back to Ipswich to Woolcaracca. It's about 160 km, and we're doing it over 3 days at the end of July. So that event, I'm telling the listeners and you, Geordie, about that event now, but it's kind of too late because it's sold out.
Well, you know what? I think the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail is such a wonderful event, and I've been on a few of the stages. One of them was a special birthday event that Paul Heymans ran with Chicks Your Ride Bikes, which was just wonderful. But I think my favourite thing about it, Andrew, is the fact that it's so different to even riding mountain bike trails, or especially on the road. You can ride three or four abreast. You can have a chat to all the people around you. The scenery is absolutely stunning, and certainly not quintessential Queensland. It's
bit different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very different to kind of what you'd picture as Queensland scenery. And I just, every time I've been, even the bus ride, you know, from getting where you're going to the starting point, you know, the adventure starts straight away as soon as you rack your bike on the bus. So I would say for those who are going, you'll have an awesome, awesome time. And for those who missed out, definitely keep your ears peeled to Briz Treadley and your eyes on Facebook to make sure that you subscribe to any future events as soon as they come about.
Yes, I mean, both Bicycle Queensland and the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail Users Association, I'm pretty sure, are planning more events like this. Our end-to-end will only be an annual one, but I think that Paul Heymans from the Rail Trail Users Association is planning to do a few more end-to-end events over multiple days. But then again, he's doing a one-day end-to-end event from Woolcaracca to Yarraman, so like the hard way.
Wow.
And that's going to be in early August, and I think the entries are still up.
That's the slightly uphill way, Andrew.
Yeah, yes, it is the slightly uphill way. It's not very uphill.
But it's enough that it's not downhill, Andrew.
Yeah, very much so. It's from Linville to Bunarkin, that's uphill for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Paul Heymans keeps trying to talk me into doing that event, but it seems to me 160 km in one day on the rail trail might be a bit out of my league, I suspect. So I've told him I'm washing my hair that weekend, but he hasn't taken that as a no yet.
Yes, well, you know, if you know Paul Heymans as well as I do, he doesn't understand the word no. So be prepared to get strapped in for that weekend, Andrew. Yeah. I would recommend.
I suspect so. And now, some of the other things that are going on, been really excited to watch the first few rounds of the World Cup downhill and World Cup cross country events in Europe, particularly the performances of the Australian women. So Tracy Hannah, her first World Cup win, I think in about 5 or 6 years, was at Fort William just a couple of weeks ago. And then on the weekend, she was second at Leogang, and she leads the Women's World Cup downhill standings, which is fantastic news. And Rebecca Henderson had a podium, fifth place at Albstadt in the World Cup round there. And on the Swiss Cup race on the weekend, not a World Cup race, but a Swiss Cup race, she was a the winner against a field of really top quality field, including Linda Indergand and Sabine Spitz and a whole lot of other really big names in the cross country scene. So it's great to see some of the Australians and particularly the women doing really well on the world stage. I guess that kind of leads me into, we look at Tracy Hannah's exploits on World Cup downhill. Jordana, and I hear that you've been stepping into the downhill world a bit yourself.
Yeah, well, listen, there couldn't be a more perfect segue, Andrew, from Tracy Hannah's world-class skills to the ones that I so clearly showed at the last event. But, Andrew, maybe like a lot of listeners, I dabble in almost every discipline of cycling that there is, from cyclocross to mountain biking and road cycling and everything in between. But I was browsing on Facebook one day and I saw an event that was semi-local within the, an hour's drive kind of my house that was intro to mountain biking, downhill, intro to downhill mountain biking. And I thought to myself, how on earth, do you even set up an intro or beginner kind of level to that kind of mountain biking? Because everything you see on Red Bull TV and, everything like that is just so extreme that it often seems difficult to bridge the gap between, trail riding and even difficult cross-country trail riding to downhill mountain biking. But I'll tell you what, it was at Fox Creek, which is a beautiful area of South Australia, and happily there's a winery with a wood fire pizza place just nearby, just
fabulous.
FYI.
Yep.
And a lot of it really comes down to sharpening those basic skills. So it was really interesting. We all showed up with our big bikes, some downhill bikes, some enduro bikes, and the medium to big rigs and full face helmets and the like.
Yep.
And a lot of the practice and a lot of the obstacles that we did, it's not about how big the drop is, and it wasn't about how gnarly the roots were. It was actually about your position on the bike and how you move with the terrain. So that was a really interesting introduction into downhill mountain biking, because my kind of perception was, we'd go off progressively larger log drops until finally we were able to do the 10-footers like they have at Whistler, or, in my head, I wasn't really sure. But, we did a lot of railing the same corner over and over and over and over again, and we did a lot of trying different positions on the bike as you went over a rock garden. And I'll tell you what, by the end of the 3 hours that we were riding, not only did I make a lot of friends from going over the same pieces of trail a few times, but I really did feel an appreciation for the basics and how important they are. And we've seen that over and over again on the World Cup scene with some of the top riders in the world. And they're fighting for seconds, Andrew.
Yes.
And sometimes those seconds are really gained with the basics. So it kind of all made sense. It brought everything home in a way.
Well, in fact, that's very true, because if you were to watch the World Cup racing, the men and the women who are the fastest are the ones who do everything exactly right, whose basics are 100% nailed and are almost without second thought. They are just so correct on the bike the whole time. They're never a wheel out of place. And you go, I thought the World Cup downhill was all about sort of getting loose and getting wild. No, it's about control. And that's the sort of stuff you're learning, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at Leogang and, it was Tani Seagrave and Tracy Hannah, as you mentioned before, and there's only 2.5 seconds in it at the end of the race. And you kind of go, in a way it's a long time, but in a way it's actually not. How easy is it to lose that much time?
Yes.
Just with being in the wrong position or hitting an obstacle in the wrong way. So it was actually a really interesting introduction to a sport that I thought was a little bit beyond my reach, to be honest, Andrew.
Yep. And so have you any plans to do some more downhill?
I do. I don't have a downhill bike, so I feel a little bit, I'd like to sort of try the moderate to advanced trails as opposed to just leaping in, the really extreme ones. But I feel like I've got the gear, I've got a little bit more nerve now that I've been practicing a few more of the basics. And we're so lucky here in South Australia, Andrew. You'll have to come visit next time you're here and bring all of your bikes.
Yep.
So we can explore the trails because we are just so spoiled in this part of the world.
Oh, fantastic. And I haven't ridden mountain bike trails in South Australia. I've only ever ridden road stuff around Adelaide. And, you know, that's brilliant enough, you know. But, yeah, it is a really great destination for people who are wanting to see some parts of Australia and experience other types of riding. Certainly, there's like four or five different areas around Adelaide, isn't there, that you can mountain bike?
Oh, there are literally hundreds of kilometres of single track that you can link up without seeing a single car. I think that there's really not much like it in this part of the world. I know you've got, in Victoria, you've got Mount Buller and you've got Falls Creek and Brighton, yep. Mount Beauty, and those are all great spots. But here in Adelaide, it's kind of this interconnected network of, some scrubby stuff and some properly groomed trails and yep. it all, if you know where you're going, you can really connect it all and have a really big day out. And that's just the Adelaide Hills trails. Then you've got some great, you've got some great mountain bike parks around as well. So it really is quite something.
Yeah, cool. Oh, well, I'll have to come and visit you. It's selling it really well.
Please do. Oh, I love that.
And so for me, the next thing that's happening is I'm going to have a look next week at the route for our Bicycle Queensland's Cycle Queensland ride, which in 2017 goes from Gundawindi to the Gold Coast. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to go and ride the route next week. So I'm going to be riding from Gundawindi to the Gold Coast over 4 days rather than the 9 days of the actual event. So that should be an entertaining way to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do sort of basically double distances. Yeah, that should be fun.
Are you doing that on your own then?
Yeah, yeah. I'm meeting up with some people at different points, but yeah, largely on my own. But that'll be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great. Good on you.
Yeah. Well, any chance you get, I think to get out on your bike and do something a bit different to your normal day to day riding. Those are the sort of opportunities I like to seize hold of, and that's your attitude as well, I know, but that's always what's the new thing we can go and do? That's what I'm always interested in, so that's
exactly.
My plan.
Exactly, although I'll tell you what, cyclocross here is very different to the cyclocross in Brisbane that I left behind, so that's been a really, and I wonder, Andrew,
yes.
If I finish my thought before I ask a question, is in Brisbane, cyclocross was very much obstacles and tight, twisty turns and crowd participation and visibility and, yep. A lot of getting off and on the bike and that kind of thing, whereas the cyclocross that I've participated here is very much minimal obstacles and almost like road riding but off-road.
Oh,
so
really?
Very much... Power-based, and I'm not ashamed to say I very nearly had a heart attack during my first cycling cross race trying to keep up with the group. I wonder, it would be interesting to participate in, local cyclocross series around the country and see how different they are from state to state, because I certainly didn't expect that to be the case. So there you go. That could be another episode.
But, well, yes.
That's just something that I noticed that I thought I would share with you.
Well, our next Queensland cyclocross race is on this weekend at Nunda, so I shall have that point of comparison to make then. But yes. So and one of the good things that's happening with Queensland cyclocross this year is that Declan Kilkenny and James Douglas have taken over the course design and course preparation to give Brad Norman a bit of a rest, which I think is well deserved. So
well deserved
indeed. So, but well done, Declan and Dougie for taking over that particular job. And we look forward to the course they're going to build out at Nunda this Sunday.
I think that'll only add to Declan's social media profile as well.
Yes, I think you're right. Okay, well, I think that's about it for this episode. Thanks, Geordie, for talking to me. It's been great to hear your voice and hear what's going on for you all that distance away in Port Wollongong. Our regards to Joe as well.
Absolute pleasure, and I will pass those on. And it's always great to talk to you, and I'm sure I will speak to you again soon.
Absolutely. Well, thanks everybody for listening to the Briz Treadley podcast. I'm Andrew Demack. Let me know what you think about what we're doing by sending your email to feedback@briztreadley.com or posting on the Facebook page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Marcel Kittle stole my koala. Marcel Kittle stole my koala. Marcel Kittle. Marcel Kittle. Marcel Kittle.
Marcel Kittle stole her koala.